countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
Usually at this time of the year, early silage making will be well underway. But for anybody trying to grow grass or indeed grow vegetables in your back garden, you'll know the spring is a little bit late. There's been a lot of frost lately. And there's a situation developing now where farmers are preparing, obviously, to make silage over the next few weeks. But while there is a lull, Michael Moroney of the Association of Farm and Forestry Contractors of Ireland would like contractors and anyone planning to work with heavy machinery to think about social media. Michael's on the line. Michael, good morning to you. Explain what you're on about here. What do you mean about social media and videos going up online?
Good morning, Damien, and thanks for having me on. During last year's silage harvest, there was quite a number of videos posted on some of the social media sites, TikTok in particular, and Facebook, and they were portraying very dangerous activity by people involved in the silage harvesting. So we became aware that there was a growing problem of mainly younger drivers in contractor fleets who were, in a sense, breaking the law, in truth, by using handheld devices while driving a machine, but they're also putting their own lives and the lives of other road users at risk. And they do, to some extent, compromise the business, because accidents like this have effects throughout society and they also impact on the business of the contractor operation.
And what sort of pranks were they up to, Michael?
Well, various pranks. We've seen some really dangerous activity. A guy jumping off the chute of a self-propelled silage harvester into a silage trailer. They were the ones that got most attention, and various guys sitting on the bonnets of tractors as friends of theirs were driving them up and down the fields. So this is very, very serious activity, and it really undermines the seriousness, and it sort of puts aside any understanding of the operational risks associated with this skill of using high output modern machinery in a contractor operation.
And are we sure
I think the emphasis
is
a serious business.
Are we sure that these videos were Irish?
Yes, we are indeed. Yeah, we're quite satisfied. In fact, during that period of time, I hadn't been a TikTok user, Damien, and I downloaded the app and became a TikTok user temporarily, and clearly could identify a number of people who were driving machines in Ireland, and we could identify them because their identity is part of the TikTok upload process.
We're well aware of the dangers to, you know, safety of doing this, but what are the implications for a contractor if somebody that's working for them is recording pranks on their phones?
Well, there are a number of implications, in particular for the person themselves in terms of driving the machines. They are putting themselves in danger, but they're also putting others in danger. And for the contractor who's running the business, this is a huge risk, because you are compromising people's lives and people's health. And as a result of that, you know, accidents do happen in these sort of situations, and ultimately the contractor's insurance policy will have to cover it. But it's more than that. It's the impact of these accidents that can have on people's lives forever.
Now, your organisation is suggesting that contractors, that they fire anybody whom they discover to be filming pranks like this or showing off like this on TikTok.
Yeah, it might seem like a serious move and a very strong move, but the dangers are so significant. And we, in the first instance, we are advising our members to have a type of toolbox talk before the harvest, to sit down with their drivers, even for an hour or so. They need to give them clear guidance about what is acceptable and what is not in terms of safety, and in particular in the use of mobile phones. And that's important that that's done now in advance of the harvest. It only takes about an hour or so, but it's a really important part of the system. And we need to see people doing this in advance. And that's part and parcel of their responsibility as employers, and as part and parcel of the responsibility attached to their safety statements.
Okay, and finally, Michael, are we a couple of weeks behind with the start of the silage season, as I was saying in the introduction?
We are a few weeks behind, and hopefully the rain that has come today will raise the temperatures, and I'm sure grass will shoot out of the ground even faster in the next week or so. But yeah, definitely, we're probably a week to 10 days behind due to the cold weather of the last 2 weeks.
Okay, and of course, for the rest of us road users, if we don't have much patience, we're going to have to get them in the next few weeks, because there will be an awful lot of big tractors and machinery and trailers carrying grass from field to pit. So I suppose we just better be wary of that as well, and indeed contractors be wary of other road users as well. I'm sure that's something you'd reiterate. Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you, Damien.
And as I said, it's a very timely message indeed to people not to get involved, because a lot of young people are employed for the summer and it's great for them to have jobs like that, working for contractors, driving tractors. But if they're kind of peer pressured into doing these sort of dares, it's not very wise indeed. Michael Moroney, thank you very much indeed.